Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
I'm so sorry you have just reached my answering machine.
317-684-8444. That's the phone number here with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. If you'd like to contribute, we do enjoy your phone calls.
Yes, so we got multiple phone calls, and this is our show. Somehow we got on dropping your phone in the toilet yesterday. Yeah. How did we do that?
Well, we were talking about retro phones, cell phones that people like. Uh-huh. And I had written an article on WIBC.com about ways people ruin their phones.
Oh, yes.
And 8% of people drop theirs in the toilet.
That's right. Okay, yes. So, of course, you know, life-altering things like property taxes or, you know, whatever, very pulling teeth. But if it comes to dropping your phone in the toilet, well, people cannot get enough of that. Go ahead.
So, $10 says you ran out of gas. But just remember, Casey, it's your lie. You can tell it any way you want. But you guys are talking about dropping your phone in the urinal or the toilet. There's a simple way to prevent that. It's a little creepy, but you just have a guy in the bathroom handing out stickers. Right, Jeff?
Wow, there was a lot going on there. Okay.
Well, it's true. If they're holding a sticker, then they won't be holding their phone. So if anything, they just drop the sticker in the toilet.
Right, or they could use the sticker to stick their phone to their hand.
Something
multiple
like
use
that.
For the sticker.
I guess there's multiple uses for the sticker.
So in case you were not aware, I think everybody is by now, Kevin went to a concert last week, and at the concert, thought it would be a strong idea to hand out stickers for his band Uno Gold to other grown men in the restroom.
Shameless promotion.
Yeah, it's okay. Anyway, another phone call about dropping your phone in the toilet.
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Angelo. I'm the poorest conservative in Carmel, and I ruined a cell phone by dropping it in the toilet when it fell out of my shirt pocket. Very common for guys. Oh. So from now on, I've got it in my front pants pocket, so won't do that. Thank you.
Yesterday, I went to use the restroom after the show, and I had my phone out, and the entire time I thought, karma's going to get me.
You're dropping.
Because I was talking about how easy it was to use the restroom, the urinal, while holding onto your phone.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, karma is going to get me on this one, and
it's
thankfully I did not drop my phone in the toilet.
He said that he had it in his pocket, in his shirt, and dropped it while taking out of your pocket or your purse is the number one way people break their phone. 25% of people do it like
now,
that.
Now, here's the thing, though, Casey. In case of a urinal, and it would need a deep cleaning,
gross,
but you would not necessarily destroy your phone just by dropping it in a urinal, because there's not that much, you know, water there or whatever.
I would not know.
Right. Oh, I know you wouldn't know. Kev would know.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Got a lady who was is upset at us for about something with Trump.
Oh.
I don't understand what you guys are talking about. Trump is the author of the MAGA movement, and what has he done not to be president after everything he's been through?
So this is where when we say the things that other people are saying about why they don't like Trump, people get mad at us, even though it's not the reasons I don't like Trump. Look, I think saying Mika Zizinski bleeding badly from a facelift is hilarious. I think calling Stormy Daniels horse face is hilarious. But I am not the person that Donald Trump needed or needs or whatever to convince to vote for him. You know who it is? Suburban women. And the reality is that stuff really turns a lot of people off. Look, Donald Trump, like the idea that Trump didn't do anything bad when he was president, Donald Trump's behavior during COVID was egregious. Donald Trump approved $5 trillion of spending that, as we played the audio earlier, was so egregious that James Comer, who's heading oversight, is now calling hearings to investigate waste fraud, how much waste fraud and abuse, and how much money ended up in the hands of criminals. Donald Trump signed up on that. He was the president. Donald Trump was the vaccine cheerleader in chief. He's still bragging about it. There's a lot of stuff Trump did that was okay. His tax reform, pretty good. For the first time, gave the breaks to the businesses and said, hey, we're going to put the onus on you to create the jobs. It worked. Now, even pre-COVID, he did a lot of deficit spending that wasn't very good. He grew a lot of government. We're all adults here. We should be able to have an honest conversation about every politician. Trump, Todd Young, Jim Banks, Andre Carson, whoever. And as grown-ass people, we don't get offended if someone gives us factual information that we don't like.
Trump did something yesterday. Was it yesterday when he came out about the, was it the mandatory vaccines? What did he say yesterday? Oh, no, it was about the...
This is live radio.
No, yes, I know. And it was...
We're live, pal. Is that distracting?
Not at
Go
all.
Ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, and
I'm here to help.
It goes back to what Rachel Levine, the admiral, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Trump came out and said that he was going to outlaw the... you know, mutilation of children for the gender ideology.
Right,
movement.
Which is fine.
And I think a lot of people are really on his side with that.
But here's the thing. Trump did not lose because Trump had bad policies. Now, he had some really egregious policies. That COVID stuff, the pushing of the shots, the spending. I mean, Trump's behavior during COVID, he totally broke down. There was nothing conservative about it. There was nothing liberty-minded about it. There was nothing freedom-oriented about it. Trump was a very big driver in the states being bribed to shut down. So if we're going to have the MAGA movement, this and that, we're going to have an honest conversation here. We should be able to do that. And the reality is, there are millions and millions of people who would vote for almost any other Republican who will not vote for Donald Trump. You can hate me for saying it, but it's true, and I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, and Ron DeSantis already has $90 million remaining in his bank account from his governor election,
yes,
which he could use towards a presidential campaign. So Ron DeSantis is already starting with his coffers full.
Yes, and look, we should all want a robust primary. We just talked about this with being disappointed in Mitch Daniels for being bullied and intimidated by Jim Banks to not run for Senate. And that's weird that will be how Mitch Daniels went out the door, being bullied and intimidated by Jim Banks.
Or having the most common sense out of anybody.
No, he was bullied and intimidated. That's the narrative on this show, Casey.
Okay. That's your narrative.
You can disagree with me. It's fine.
I am disagreeing with you on that because I think Mitch Daniels took a look. He vetted. He went to Washington. He talked to people and he said, no, this ain't my game, man.
Yeah,
I'm out.
He definitely said, I don't want Rob Kendall on the air every day talking about the reality of my time as governor.
Yes.
And all the tax increases and growth of government. Yeah. Anyway, point is we should want a robust primary. So if you're a Trump person, the same way as if you're a Jim Banks person, you should want someone to challenge your guy or your girl or whoever, because that makes them better people. Whoever side you're on, DeSantis, Trump, whoever, those two running against each other will make whoever wins a markedly better candidate. The same way as if Mitch Daniels had run, whoever would have won, Banks or Daniels, would have been a markedly better senator. That's what we should want.
Yeah, because it's somebody else holding you accountable.
Got a call from somebody who was very concerned about me, and I love it when our listeners are concerned.
Well, this message is really for you. Casey, I love your attitude and the way you handle the show. Rob, you used to handle the show in a respectable way, and I mean this in your own human being wealth and health. You get so wound up, you know, it's not good for your heart. You're going to have high blood pressure. You know, and you know, you give out a good, you know, good example of the way, you know, Trump gets so wound up, and instead of stopping at A and B, and he says C, D, and F, it makes people mad. Well, you get so wound up sometimes that your point is you made your point at A and B, but you continue to rail, and that's your right. You have it's you and Casey's show. Okay, I understand that. I'm just leaving you this message you know, because I think the world of you guys. I really do. And I just, you know, for your own personal health.
And he went on. I mean, the guy was very nice, and I mean, we're not playing to mock him. I mean, he was very nice. He was very concerned. He went on about 2 minutes, and we just can't play that whole phone call. Casey, are you concerned for my health?
What's your blood pressure? Have you had that checked?
Every time I go to the doctor, it's phenomenal.
You're good?
Oh, yeah.
I just had mine checked yesterday. It was 108 over 80, so I'm good. But he's saying less is more.
Yeah. Huh? Now, Mike, go ahead, Kevin. Yeah.
I was going to ask if that was your mentor. He's 10 years older than you, and he's given you some advice.
I had a mentor, Kevin, and that was not my mentor. Mentor told me how to do things, and it involved making the same mistakes that he made. I'm trying to prevent you from making the same mistakes that I made.
Well, I think his point was something that Matt Hiblin, our boss, says all the time.
Yes.
Don't repeat yourself. Make your point and then move on.
Here's the thing, though. Did he make the...
Did you hear that, Matt?
Hi, Matt. Did he make the same phone call? Because I get fired up about people doing egregious stuff in the government, right? And I appreciate that he's concerned about my health. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons I got out of the government and came here is because I can do this here.
Yeah.
I couldn't do off the rails when I was sitting at an elected official meeting, right?
Yeah.
Because, and we've talked about this, I do not want to run for public office again because I don't want to cut the bull crap. This is actually my catharsis, right? Mm-hmm. Casey knows this. Mm-hmm. I'm incredibly calm in my personal existence. I'm actually a pretty nice guy.
It's true.
I get it all out here. In sports, they say leave it all on the field.
Yeah, this is you leaving it
all
on the field.
Every day I leave it on the field. And the lawmakers who are doing the stuff, the elected officials who are doing the stuff, they are the bad people in the equation. That phone call, and I appreciate you caring about me, I'll be fine. And there's nothing I'd rather have than to go here, right? Mm-hmm. What happened to Rob? He bit the bullet during a Holcomb rant.
Right.
From 9 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday, it's like a therapy session for you.
I get it all. Leave it all on the field.
Mm-hmm. You just care so much.
I do. And that's my problem. I care too much.
It's the passion coming out.
Again.
And I think people appreciate that.
The giving tree, right?
Yeah, exactly. You just keep giving and giving.
Yeah.
And so does Hammer, and he's going to join us next on 93 WIBC. See.